Ein Talmud Chacham Rishoy Lamod Mipnei Rabbi El Shachras V'Yavis. The Talmud Chacham is only allowed to stand up for his Rebbe only twice a day, once in the morning and once by nighttime. Kedei Shelo Yehei Kvoidoi Meruba Mechvoid Shemayim. To not look as if you're giving more respect to your Rebbe than you're giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By Shemayim, we give respect mainly twice a day. We say Mekabel Olmach HaShemayim, like we say Krishma twice a day. So we be Mekabel Olmach HaShemayim, B'Shachris and Barvis. So therefore, you're not supposed to stand up for your Rebbe more than that. More than Shachris and Erev. Meisrei HaBakasha. We had before that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Elazar says, Minayin Lezokin Shloyatriach. How do we know that a zokin, like the Talmud Chacham, when he comes into the yeshiva, into the shul, he should not go in a way to cause everybody to stand up for him, but rather he should try and walk around. Talmud Leimah, the pasuk says, zokin v'yereisa, that even the zokin himself, the Talmud Chacham himself, also has to have yiras Hashem, to try his best not to cause the people to have to stand up for him. Now the question is, v'yamrit shachras v'yarvis buvad, if you tell me every Talmud has a chiyuv to stand up for his Rebbe just twice a day, only once in the morning and once by night, if so, amayin lo natriach, why shouldn't the Talmud Chacham come in straight in the morning and at night, like to make everybody stand up for him? Chiyuvehu, because they have this chiyuv. Like this time, if you're going to tell me the lacha is every time throughout the day when you see a Rebbe, you have to stand up for your Rebbe, so then I can understand you should not be matriach to Talmidim to make them stand up 100 times a day. But if you tell me that Talmidim only have to stand up twice a day anyway, and they have a chiyuv to stand up twice a day, so what's wrong if the Rebbe does come in shachris in a way that he causes everybody to stand up for him? They're supposed to stand up for him. Gemara says no. No, ye'elolav kula yayma. So Gemara is bringing the proof that you see now that the whole day long Talmidim are supposed to stand up for the Rebbe. Therefore, it's good what we said. We should not cause them to stand up more than if they don't. You shouldn't cause them, and you don't have to. Tamar says, no. L'yerdim really, I'll tell you, shachris v'yarvis bovad. It could be that the chiyuv to stand up for your Rebbe is true only shachris v'yarvis. Even so, kama di'efshilei le'netriach. Still, there's a svara upon the Rebbe himself that as much as possible, the Rebbe should try and go into the shul in a way not to have the cause of people to stand up for him. Even though their din is they have to stand up, but the din upon the Rebbe is he has to try his best not to be matriach to Talmidim, not to cause them to have to stand up for the Rebbe. This is a gun to question exactly how we hold halacha. Some say this halacha only applies Taisi has questions, sometimes matriach, we do have to stand up. So Taisi says that this Gemara is only talking about the Beis HaRav. Only in the Beis HaRav itself, that there everybody knows that most probably you stood up for your Rebbe once in the morning and once at night, there it's enough. But if new people come into shul that were not there, let's say, in the morning, so them, if they don't see you standing up, they'll think you didn't stand up for your Rebbe. So in a place like it's not a special place where you're there a whole day with your Rebbe, then you would have to stand up for your Rebbe throughout the whole day. So any time you see your Rebbe in the street or here or there, wherever you do meet him, if it's not special in the yeshiva, look who you should stand up for him. Right. Amar Rebbe Elazar, Kol Talmud Chacham Shein Oimeid, Mipnei Rabbi Nikra Rosha V'yeinai Marach Yomim. And even if you're a Talmud Chacham, but if you don't stand up for your Rebbe, you're called a Rosha, and you're not going to have a long life. V'talmudai Mishtakach, and you're going to forget your learning. Shenema, because the pasuk says V'toiv lo yil Rosha, good will not be to a Rosha. For lo yarach yom, he won't have a long life. Could sell just like Shein. Hasher enenu yoram lofnei Elokim, because he did not have yira in front of Hashem. Now, Moira Zu any Adaya, what type of fear are we talking about that this person did not have? Well, I don't know what type of a year this is now, but Kishuayim, when the Pasuk says, V'yereisam ilakecha, harei Moira Zu kima, because now a Pasuk of Hadarta Pnei Zokin, V'yereisam ilakecha, so I see that in Yira goes on the mitzvah of kima, that you're supposed to stand up for your Rebbe. So therefore, this pasuk means that if a Rosha means that he didn't have Yira, he did not stand up for his Rebbe, therefore, lo yarach yom, he won't have a long life, he'll forget his learning. So Gemara asks still, how do we know the Yira here means the Yira of Kima of the mitzvah to stand up for Talmud Chacham, for your Rebbe, v'yema maybe my Ros Ribis, or my Ros Mishkolis, In the parsha of not to take ribis interest, the Torah also says you raise simul kecho. In the parsha not to have bad scales when you weigh things by selling, the Torah also says you raise simul kecho. So maybe here the pasuk in Kehelet is talking about somebody that lent money by ribis, or he sold with the wrong scales. So Reb Lezer, the Marine says Reb Lezer, penei penei gomer. Part of the Gezer Shev was penei penei. Here it says in the pasuk melefnei hilakim. And here it says, "Penei zokein v'yadarto." It also says the word "penei." So if we learn out "moira" means the "moira" of standing up for a talmud chacham. Ibor lihu, we have a question like this: "V'noi fuhu raboi mahu lamoid mepenei aviv." What's going to be if you have your son and your son is also your rebbe? Your son knows more than you, and your son teaches you. Mahu lamoid mepenei aviv. Of the son still has a chiyuv kivut to stand up for his father. That's the question. Since the son is the Rebbe of the father, does he still have the mitzvah to stand up for his father or not? So Toshima, come and bring your proof. Shmuel said to Rabbi Yehuda, Shinano, like my good Talmud, Kum mekarmei yovuch, you should stand up for your father. Shan, yeah. And the Maisa before was, we had before, the Rabbi Chesku was his father, and before we had that Rabbi Yehuda, Mashma was teaching his father. Rabbi Yehuda before was the one that told his father, don't learn this way, learn a different way. So Mashma, Rabbi Yehuda, the son, knew more than his father. And still, Rabbi Yehuda's Rebbe, Shmuel, told you, Rabbi Yehuda, to stand up for his father. So here we see a son, even though the son is the Rebbe of his father, still the son has to stand up for his father. Samar says, no, it could be Shani Rabbi Cheskel. Maybe here, Rabbi Yehuda's father, Rabbi Cheskel, was a different type of a person. He was different to Baal Maisim Heve. So maybe he wasn't the biggest Talmud Chacham, for he's a big tzaddik. He did a lot of Maisim Toivim. Why? The Afilu Mashmuel Nami Koyi Mikamei. Because even Rabbi Yehuda's Rebbe, Shmuel, also stood up for this Rabbi Cheskel. So you see, he was a special man. So maybe that's why Shmuel told Rabbi Yehuda, the son, to stand up for his father. Because his father was a big tzaddik, he did ma'isim tovim. But maybe a normal father, that the son is the Rebbe, and the father is not a special tzaddik, maybe the son does not have the chiyuv to stand up for his father. So Morris says, Ela mai kamalei, if that's the case, so for what purpose did Rabbi Shmuel have to tell Rabbi Yehuda to stand up, like Shittish have to stand up? So chi kamalei, this is what he meant to tell him. Zimnin sometimes, that sometimes your father is going to come in the back of me. Kumat mikamei. Still, you should stand up for your father. And don't worry about, like, you're not giving me respect. Like, in the back of me, you're standing up for your father. Maybe you would think it's not respectful. You're not giving respect to me by standing up for your father in the back of me. No, I don't mind. Maybe that's all Rav Shmuel told Rav Yehuda. But maybe still, so it comes out, we don't have a klor psak. We do not know what halacha does the son, that's a Rebbe to his father, have to stand up for his father or not. Here, that's where Shmuel told Rabbi Yehuda to stand up, maybe because here the father of Yecheskel was a big tzaddik. But in the case where the father is not a big Baal Maisim, maybe then the son does not have to stand up. So it's a suffix in the Gemara. We'll soon see, Boilu, we have another question. The opposite way. Benoi, it's your son, but for who, Rabbi? And the son is your father's teacher. Mao sheyamed oviv miponov. Does the father have a chiyuv to stand up for his son? The son is the father's rebbe. So before we had a shel, does the son have to stand up for the father? Now the question is, does the father, which is the talmud of his son, have to stand up for his rebbe, the son? So Toshima coming here. The Yomer Rebbe Yeshua ben Levi. Yeshua ben Levi said, Ani eini kedai lamad mifnei bini. I do not have to stand up in front of my son. Ela mishum kovoid beis nosi. The only reason why I would stand up for my son, because he married, he became the son-in-law to the nosi, to the president, and I have to cover it from the nosi, I'll stand up for my son. So, hurumash mataima, why did he say I don't have to stand up for him? The anor rabbi, because I am the rebbe. Rabbi Shua ben Levi was the rebbe of his son. What's the reason? Taima, the anor rabbi. Because here Rabbi Shua ben Levi, your father was the Rebbe. Ha'iyo Rabbe, but Mashmech, the son, would have been his Rebbe. Kimni mikamei, then he would have stood up for his son. So it's Mashma, if the son is the Rebbe to his father, then the father, as mitzvah's kibbut, Rabbi, has the chiyuv to stand up for his son.
So Mara says, no, again, here there's no proof. Hochi kama, this is maybe what he meant to say over here. Ani eini kedai lama mifnei b'ni v'yafilu hu rabbi. No, I will not stand up for my son even if he is my Rebbe. To ano avua, because I am the father, and it could be the father has no chiyuv to stand up for his son. Ela mishum kovod beis nasi. But here the only reason why I'm standing up for my son is because my son married into the Nasi's house. He became a son-in-law to the Nasi, to the president, to the highest person in Klal Yisrael. Therefore, I'll stand up for him. So it comes out, the Gemara's Maskana, we don't know both of these two shailas, do they have to stand up for one for another or not. So Saka Machlokes Rishonim. Some Rishonim learn, no, neither way there's no chiyuv to stand up. That a son does not have to stand up for his father if the son is the Rebbe. And the opposite way also, the father does not have a chiyuv to stand up. I think the Rosh Paskins both ways the Chumra, that both of them should stand up for one and another, give each one, should give the other one miksat hidr. Vakoponim the Gemara, sinibboid layifshatai. We don't know clearly what that locker is. Iboilu, we have a question like this. Rochov kemahalach domi oiloi. What's going to be if your Rebbe is riding on a chamor, let's say, he's riding on a horse, and he passes by you? Do you have to stand up for him or not? If it's called kemahalach domi, like your Rebbe is walking, then you would not have to stand up for him. But if it's tzidik yoshev domi, like you're sitting, don't forget, if it's tzidik like he's walking, then you would have to stand up for him. But if it's considered ki yoshev domi, like he's sitting, then you don't have to stand up for him. So the question is, when your Rebbe is sitting on top of a horse, so your Rebbe really is sitting, but the horse is moving, do we look at your Rebbe that's sitting, so you have no chiyuv to stand up for him? Or do we say, no, reichev is kemahalach dom, it's like he's going, because the horse is moving, and therefore it's like your Rebbe is like walking, you would have a chiyuv to stand up for your Rebbe. Omer Abaye, Abaye said, Toshima, come in here. There's a loch like this. Tomei, person has a tumas mitzora. That the loch is, a tumas mitzora is like this. If he's under an oil, if he's under a roof, and somebody else is also under the roof, so the other person becomes tomei only if the mitzora is sitting there. By tumas oil of a mitzora, it's only if the mitzora is sitting underneath the tent. Rashi says that v'yalaflo mikro, we learn out from Sukkim, the ein mitzora mitamei tor hanichnis imodli yoyol elim came yoshev hamitzora. The halacha is only if the mitzora is sitting down underneath the tree or underneath the oil, then whoever else walks into this oil becomes tamei. So halacha is like this: tamei yoshev. If the tamei, the mitzora, is sitting down, tachasila underneath the tree, the toyer oimed, and the Torah, man that's Torah, stands underneath the tree, tamei, he becomes tamei. What about tamei oimed? Let's say the mitzora is standing up under the tree, tachasilon, the toyer yoshev, and the other person that's Torah is even sitting down under the tree, still Torah, still the man remains Torah, because the mitzora was not sitting down. V'yim yoshev hatamei, but let's say the mitzora does sit down underneath the tree, then hatorah tamei, then the man that's Torah, he becomes tamei, because then you have the tumas oil over a mitzora. V'chein b'evan hamagas, the same thing if you have an evan that has a tumas neger on it, if somebody's holding the stone, the person that's holding the stone, it depends the same thing. If the person that's holding the stone is sitting down, then there's a tumas maga. But if the person that's holding the stone is standing, then there's no tumas maga. The Yom Rav Nachman bar Kohen, Zoysa Merasonira have a proof that Reichev kemahalach dami, that Reichev is called like you walking. Because here the second case is Vechein Evan Hamnagas. That means if somebody is holding this stone, so the stone has a tumas neger on it. Now it says, if the stone is under the tree, the man that's holding it, it depends what the man is doing. If the man is standing and walking, it's sitted like the stone is also moving. It's not sitted like the stone is sitting. But if the man is standing down, then we look as if the stone is also sitting down. So you see, even though when the man is moving, the stone itself, in itself, is in one place, it's stable, it's sitting. You see, you don't look as if the person himself is sitting, but rather you look what's underneath the horse, or what's moving. So Reichiv is called Kemahalach Dami. Reichiv, even though you're sitting on top of something, but since this bottom thing is moving, it's sitting like you're also moving. Therefore, this Evan, if the person that's holding it is moving, it's considered like the Evan is being moved,
and therefore there's no tumas maga, there's no tumas mitzara nega underneath this oil. But if the person that's holding the stone is sitting down, then there is a tumas nega. So here we have a proof. Therefore, if your Rebbe is riding on a horse, there will be a chiyuv for you. There would be a chiyuv for you to stand up for him. He's seated like he's roichiv, like he's mahalach, like he's moving, and therefore you have a chiyuv to stand up in front of your Rebbe. Iberli, you have a question like this: Mahu lama b'fnei sefer Torah? So you have the Talmud Chacham or any Talmud Chacham Mechura, does he have a chiyuv to stand up in front of a sefer Torah? So Reb Chilkiyah, Reb Simon, Reb Loza Amri, they both, all three of them say, Kal v'chayma, for sure we have to stand up in front of a Sefer Torah. Mipnei loim deho aimdim, if there's a mitzvah to stand up in front of a Talmud Chacham, and what's the chshivas of a Talmud Chacham? That he's learning the Torah. So if so, miponeho lekol shechein, isn't it for sure that in front of the Sefer Torah himself, for sure we have to stand up? So that's the halacha of Adah. We have to, even if you're the biggest Talmud Chacham, you have to stand up in front of the Sefer Torah. The Gemara says, Rabbi Loi, Rabbi Yaakov, Bazavdi, have a Yasvah. They were sitting down. Chola v'ozo, Rabbi Shimon bar Abba. Shim Rabba was passing by. The Koma Mikamei, and they stood up for him. Omolohu, Achoda, So. Rabbi Shimon bar the Ochadol the other Shimon bar Abba the Kamei Mekamei. It's the first two stood up for him. When Rabbi Shimon was passing by, Rabbi Loi and Rabbi Yaakov bar Zavdi stood up for him. So Amalus, Rabbi Shimon said back to them, Chada, first of all, the Osun Chachimi, you're bigger Talmud Chacham. The Ano Chaver, I'm only a Chaver. So Chur, what are you doing standing up for me? You don't have to stand up for me. V'yoyit, secondly, Klum Torah, oy medis mifnei loim deho. Does Torah have to stand up from somebody that's learning Torah? In other words, they were learning Torah. See, sivhiga, then when they're learning Torah, they don't have to stand up to give cover to a Talmud Chacham. Because Sovolok Rebeleze, he held like Rebeleze. The Yom Rebeleze, Rebeleze says, Ein Talmud Chacham Rishoy Lamoy mifnei Rabbi, Vishosayosik Batera. When the Talmud himself is learning Torah, he has no chiyuv to stand up for his Rebbe. All right, turn. This is Rebbe Eliezer Shita, that when a Talmud is learning Torah, b'shas he's learning Torah, he's reciting the Torah, he does not have a chiyuv to stand up for his Rebbe. That's what Rabbi Shimon was telling them. Like you two are talking and learning now, so therefore you do not have a chiyuv to stand up for me. Even if I was a bigger Talmud Chacham than you, still you would not have to stand up for me. But Akobor, the Gemara comes out that Layet Olo Abaya. Abaya cursed somebody that holds like Rebbe Elazar. In other words, Aloch is not like Rebbe Elazar. Aloch is even though you're in the middle of learning Torah, but when your Rebbe passes by, you have a Chiv as covered at Torah to stand up for your Rebbe. Even though you're Isaac in Torah now, still you have a Chiv to stop your learning to give covered back to your Rebbe. Pasuk says, V'habitu Achre Moshe. The Klal Yisrael looked at Moshe ad boyu olo until he went to his tent. So it's a machlokes Rabbi Yam of Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Chadom al-Gnai. One says that these people, these Jews, were making fun of Moshe Rabbeinu. It was the Gnai what they were doing, that they were looking at Moshe Rabbeinu. And here the Gemara is not marach in it. Rashi brings down that the Medrash says that they were sitting, the Bar Rashi Medrash of the Chumah, Roya Kama Ovim Shuka, the people there, the Rishayim, they were saying, look how fat Moshe Rabbeinu is. Kamet Savor Shomen, how fat his neck is, and Akol Mishaloi, all the fat that he has because he's eating from us. That's what these Rishoyim were saying. That means the Abitu, they were looking after Lignai for the bed of Moshe. But the Chadam one says, no, the Shvach, the Sposta means for the Shvach, it's a praise to Moshe. So man, the Yom Lignai Kedisa. Like it is. No, the Gemara doesn't want to be Marach exactly what it was, but that's what the Medrash says. But man the Yom Lishvach, the one that says here the Pasuk means they were praising Moshe, Oma Chizkiya, that Oma Li Rabbi Chanina Breid Rabavua, Oma Rabavua, Oma Rabavdimi, the Min Chayfa, from the Fun Chayfa, that Chacham Oiver, that if a Talmud Chacham passes by, is Oimed Melefon of Dal Adamas. You have to stand up for him, Dal Adamas. But the Chivan Shava Dal Adamas, Yeshiv, as soon as he goes out of your Dal Adamas, then you have right to sit down. Only when he comes into your Dalai Lamas, and as long as it's in your Dalai Lamas, you should stand. But when he walks out of your Dalai Lamas, you have right to sit down. Av Bezdin, if the Av Bezdin comes, Oiver Oimed Melefonov Molyenov.
is supposed to stand up for him as long as you can see him. As soon as he goes away from you, Dal Damis, Yoshev, you have right to sit down. Because when you see him coming towards you, as soon as you see him coming towards you, you have to stand up. But once he passes by, goes out of you, Dal Damis, then you have right to sit down. But Nasi, the Nasi of Klaisol, like here, like Moshe Rabbeinu, Oiver, if the Nasi is coming by, passing by you, Oimed Melefonov Molienov. As soon as you could see him coming, you have to start to stand up. V'yeinu Yoshev, and you cannot sit down, ad she Yoshev b'mkoyim, until he went and sat down in his place. Shenema, that's what the Pasuk says, v'bitu achrei Moshad b'ye'ola. That Klai Yisrael was watching Moshe Rabbeinu, they were all standing up, they did not sit down, until they saw that Moshe Rabbeinu reached his tent, and there, when Moshe Rabbeinu sat down, that's when they sat down. So this pshat is a shvach, that Klai Yisrael was mekayim this mitzvah of kovid, to a nasi, that they did not sit down until Moshe Rabbeinu came home. Sat down, we reached this place. Now the Gemara goes on, the Mishnah says, "Kol mitzvah saseh shezman grama." If the mitzvah saseh has a special time, then the klal is noshim apoter. Tana rabbonim, eizeyo mitzvah saseh shezman grama. Which mitzvah is called zman grama, the time causes it? Sukkah. We only have mitzvah sukkah, the time of sukkahs. On tesva b'tishrei, we have the mitzvah sukkah. For lulav, the same thing, lulav. Shofar is on your Rosh Hashanah. Tzitzis, we'll see soon, we hold it to Zman. Tzitzis is only by Yom, not by Laila. Since Laila is not the Zman of Tzitzis, therefore, Noshim HaPotah from the Mitzvah.